Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly simply being part of the conversations. Right? I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And I know you could be listening to a whole bunch of other shows, but you've chosen this one, and I appreciate that a heck of a lot more than you know. So head over to the website, joemessina.com. You can be with smarter people than myself, right? We got the chat room there, and once it starts filling up, you're gonna see exactly what I'm talking about. People thinking things through, talking about things, truly knowing or truly wanting to be part of the solution. I say that not to beat you up every night about it, but there's so much misinformation out there. I'm trying to talk to somebody today, a conservative, who was telling me that basically they're going to run Joey Biden, or Joey B as I like to call him. He is going to win the nomination. And then what's going to happen is he's going to say he's got a health issue or a problem or what have you. He's going to step down and he's going to choose the person to fill in for him or, to take his place. Well, that's not how it works. And they were adamant. I said, go find it. Show me where that's what happens. So it's kind of like, and a couple of people around giggling or whatever, but you need to make sure you understand, truly understand, how the process works. Otherwise, again, you walk away, they're giggling, they're laughing at you, and I know some of you go, well, what do I care for? You should care. You should really care what they think. Not what they think, but you should care whether they trust you when you start talking about this stuff. When you start throwing out numbers, for the economy, for Bidenomics, Obidenomics is actually what you should call it. If you have some credibility with them, they're going to believe what you tell them. If you don't, then, you've got nothing. I mean, seriously, you got nothing. And then I got a little chagrin from some of my buddies. One of these days, I got to put all these numbers together. Right? No, really, seriously. We talk about voter fraud and what took place in 2020. I know that was 4 years ago, but it doesn't matter because it can happen again. If you don't learn from your past mistakes, it can happen again. right? Now, little things. I realize some of these are little numbers, but they're bigger numbers when you actually start looking at how many places they happen with. Right? I mean, when you check My Vote Investigators Uncovered Fake Michigan Addresses on voter rolls, one address, one house, one address, 19 registered voters, 8 of them voted in 2020 and 2022 elections. Now, look, that is not enough in and of itself to overturn an election, but it is a local election, or could be. I know people in small town, smaller towns who lost elections by 17 votes. 15 votes. It's just amazing to me. All right, 2016, Donald Trump shocked that age. Remember when he won? They were like, wait, huh? What? He won the state of Michigan. In 2020, his significant lead disappeared in the wee hours. You know, why? When did the states start, or should I say stop counting in the middle of the night and show back up the next morning? When did they start, putting up cardboard paper in the windows of the counting rooms? With 90% of the vote accounted for in 2020, Joe Biden went from trailing President Trump in Michigan for the entire day. Remember, we talked about this the other night, about the process, about watching the pattern, if you would. Very hard to come back when a pattern is heading in a certain direction. And all day long, Trump had him by a large number, extremely large number. I think it was 51-46%. Okay? And then all of a sudden, overnight, or not even overnight, within a couple hours, Trump was losing by 200,000 votes. Now, lawsuits were dismissed all along the state of Michigan. Right? There were a few people whose lives were threatened to back off. I mean, this has all come out now. It was around then, but nobody wanted to hear it. Right? The Wayne County Board of Canvassers was threatened after she refused to certify the Detroit election, or vote to certify, I should say, the election. There were a lot of questions around it, but she was being pushed to make it happen. And you can't blame them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Tom Del Vaccaro, former chairman of the Republican Party in California. We'll be right back.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Matthews, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. You know, when you get part of the conversation, you get your facts down, you can truly win some of these arguments. It's not a matter of having to browbeat them into submission. Truly, but when you have facts, even though some of them disregard them, you can at least have an intelligent conversation, send them away thinking, or at least trying to think, you know, I don't even know where to go with that to a big degree, but get the information together so that you can have a conversation with them and let them walk away scratching their head. Not a bad thing. Seriously. Tom Del Vaccaro joins me. He's a great guy. He's an acclaimed author, speaker, and former chairman of the California Republican Party, in his book, The Divided Era, How We Got Here and the Keys to America's Reconciliation. Tom, always fun to have a Paisan on the show with me.
How are you? Great to be on again. It's been a while. I also, my new book, The Lessons of the American Civilization, will be out July 30th, and I'm excited about that, and there'll be a book tour and other things like that.
Well, I gotta ask you, right? I mean, I've asked you this before. Looking at the state of this country right now, you really think there can be a reconciliation without some kind of massive civil unrest? Not that I want it, don't get me wrong, but some kind of civil unrest, serious civil unrest?
Countless times in history where divided people unified behind a singular purpose. The United States used to unify. They unified eventually behind World War One. They did it behind, certainly did it behind World War Two. There are often national calamities that have brought people together, but there was also really good leaders like JFK and Reagan who understood how to create a national goal and lessen division. Both of them took over divided countries. Remember, JFK was the first president to win but lost more states than he won, and that was a big deal at the time. And there was controversy over voter fraud in Chicago that put him over the top, and he immediately set about setting national goals for getting to the moon, cutting taxes to get the economy going, the Peace Corps, and he got people to focus not on the parties, but on a singular goal. Reagan did the same, and he created the Reagan Democrat doing it. So, yes, I think a good leader who doesn't focus on now, keep in mind, this is different than the party itself. The Democrat Party has become the Socialist Party, and they are not going to soften any more than the Labor Party has in England. But that creates the opening where just you go appeal to disaffected Democrats because they're not getting safe borders or safe cities or jobs. Look at what's going on in the black community today. You find a leader that goes after those people instead of concentrating on demonizing the other side. You go after those people with goals, and you can change the needle for sure.
But you've got a little bit more than just right and left right now. And I don't know, maybe it was the same back then. But you've got, on the left, you've got like the far left, like the AOCs of the world and that kind of thing. And on the right, you have what some people would say, hardcore right-wing conservative MAGA types. Not that I'm against all the MAGA people, but and then you've got the middle of the roaders on both sides, more moderates. Has that always been the case?
Well, there's always been the case where you have had party system essentially the same today. There were, at the time of, in the 1800s, you had what John Marshall, who wrote his biography of Washington while he was on the Supreme Court, in 1804 talked about how there's two types of parties, one more exacting to the law and the other more indulgent. Sounds familiar. There was unbelievable division at the time of the adoption of the Constitution.
Yes.
That was incredibly divisive. Alexander Hamilton thought we would go to war in the absence of change. George Washington wrote, if it's not this Constitution, next one will be drawn in blood. So there have been very difficult times, and a leader, Washington, rose above it. And, we need someone with similar national vision who can go to in other communities and concentrate on that and do what Reagan did in some respects, which is to laugh off the other side like he did with Mondale at the debate.
Yeah, and again, I only ask because it just seems like nobody, even from within, can get along. You recently saw, I call it a prank, right? They were talking about a motion to vacate House Speaker Mike Johnson again over the spending bill. We were going to go through the same debacle twice. I mean, does anybody back there get it or understand what fools we look like? And it doesn't help us move forward. What's your thought?
Yeah. On the other hand, the continued growth in government is the source of division today in America. Spending is divisive. Government dictating to people programs, taxes, and the like is divisive. If you want to end division, you have to end the spiral increase in government. Keep in mind, government today, is, along with regulations, is 50% of the U.S. economy. That is by its own nature divisive, and until that is brought under control, things are going to get worse, much worse, because, you know, you're looking at $2 trillion deficits as far as the eye can see, and the only way to bring that under control, if we don't bring that under control, you're going to have even worse division as the economy continues to weaken over time, and then people don't have jobs, and then you have the class warfare, which the socialists don't mind because that's what they campaign on.
Yeah, it is just amazing to me. All right, the Iowa win for Trump. We're going to go for a quick commercial break when we come back. I do want to talk about that, what that really means. I mean, you've got people even on my side, the right side, saying, hey, look, not a big deal. It's just the beginning. Don't give it that much credibility. Others saying, wow, this is really a huge win for us. Be back in a few minutes. Tom DelVicaro joins me when we return in just a few minutes on the Joe Messina Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The Iowa caucuses, with former President Trump winning the state by a large margin on the Republican side Monday night.
This is about starting the process for picking the most powerful human being in the world. This is the model for the entire country.
Jeff Kaufman's with the Republican Party of Iowa. Ron DeSantis finished a distant second, followed closely by Nikki Haley in third. Entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy chose to bow out of the race after a disappointing finish. On the Democratic side, presidential preference votes were collected by mail-in tally and will be announced on Super Tuesday, March 5th. An Arctic blast is bringing dangerously low temperatures, wind chills, snow, and ice nationwide this week. The National Weather Service shows there are hazardous cold conditions from states near the border with Canada, south through the Appalachian Mountains, west to Montana, and even into the southern states. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe is your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GIRL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You got a chat room up on the website, or you can send me an email to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Tom DelPicaro joins me. He is an author, speaker. You see him a lot on Newsmax, and he's a chairman, well, former chairman of the California Republican Party. And Tom, again, thanks for joining me.
Love being on. Thanks.
You know, the Iowa win for Trump, and you know, it's all over the board, depending on the commentators you're listening to. Was it a setup to Democrats register as Republicans to get Trump in because they think they can beat Trump? I don't think they can, but that's just me. And what does that win actually mean in kicking off the primaries?
Look, as we said off air, victory has many fathers. Unless everybody's going to claim they're the reason why Trump did X or Y. But at the end of the day, Trump barely showed up to Iowa and won in commanding fashion. And it wasn't because of voter registration by this group or that. The way our system works, it actually helps Trump that there's more than one other person in the race. He, now that Vivek's out, Trump will garner even higher amounts in the months to come. And so he's going to be the nominee. And there needs to be a number two. People need to remember what Huckabee did in 08, where even though he had no chance of winning, he just kept going. And he did keep going and going, and he finished number two. And you're going to find probably Nikki Haley will outlast DeSantis because more money coming to Haley. But that's not going to change much. The reality is Trump's headed to the nomination unless he gets struck by lightning.
Well, you know, the left right now is going out of their minds, MSNBC, CNN, and the rest of them. saying, well, you know, this was an anomaly. You see what he does in New Hampshire. He's not going to win by the big numbers. And my attitude is, it doesn't matter. He's going to win, you know.
Yeah, see, New Hampshire doesn't listen to anybody, let alone MSNBC. So it is likely that there'll be some lesser stretch. But then he goes on to win South Carolina, where it's Nikki Haley's state.
Back here.
And then
yeah.
he wins. Yeah, then he wins there. And what's, you know, what are people going to say to that? Oh, Nikki Haley, you didn't win at home. And, you know, and basically Trump will be on cruise control after South Carolina. Now, DeSantis could well by then run out of money.
Yeah. Yeah. Should DeSantis, I've said this for a little while now, believe it or not, DeSantis, should he back out? He is kind of flatlined at this point. He's not getting the excitement level. He's not getting the crowds anymore. It's just kind of floating along.
This race has been baked for a while. Trump doesn't even really need to show up to places. DeSantis showed up everywhere. And look, this isn't shocking. DeSantis is his first time running for national office. It's Haley's first time running for national office. The Republican Party does that. In other words, what it does is it nominates people after they've run two or three times. Democrats don't do that. They nominate people the first time they run. So this is where we are. If you're looking at half empty, you could say the guy who was president last for Republicans is in a primary and half the people voted against him. There's more issues involved with that, in my view, than whether Trump's going to get the nomination, because he's going to get the nomination. Right after he won, he talked about unification. He should pivot, not talk about Haley anymore, not talk about DeSantis anymore, and just talk about his plans for the country, because the Democrats can't run on any issues.
No.
Borders killing them, crime's killing them.
Yep.
The inflation killed them. Grocery prices are 20% higher than they used to be, and they're not going the other direction under these policies. This is why 2 years ago I wrote in for Fox that Biden's poll numbers won't go back up once he got into the mid-40s. I said he's not going to go. He went from 60 down to the low 40s, and I wrote about how he's not coming back, and he ain't coming back. So if Trump pivots to this positive agenda thing, and then he should go out and expand. He should go to black communities. He should go to these other areas and stop worrying about who's running against him in the Republican Party.
I agree
with
you.
That's my advice.
No, I totally agree with you. You're better off with a positive message at this point in time. We know what happened in 2020. And just keep moving forward with the things that are going to happen. Okay, his real legal issues right now, you know, they're coming at him. I'm amazed at how much they're throwing him. Not surprised, but I'm amazed at how much they're throwing at him. And now you've got the New York DA that's got a little bit of a problem, and the Georgia DA, she's really in a lot of hot water at this point, to the point where a judge has asked her to explain herself.
She should lose her law license. There's no doubt
about
it, because she is materially benefiting from obvious corruption. It's one thing to be kind to someone and maybe give them a job they don't deserve, but she's materially benefiting from it by him taking her on vacations and the like. So she should lose her law license over this.
I don't know if you know this, Tom. You know that in Georgia, on the books, adultery is still a crime. And
look,
we were talking about this
still,
today. What?
There's a million. If you go through the law books of the country, there's a million laws which some people would consider outdated. I'm not worried about that law.
No.
You are not allowed. That is pure graft.
Yeah.
If the Trumps did this, it would be the end of the world. If the Bidens did this, it's not. We'll see how it happens to her.
But my point was going to be, if Trump did it, then there in Georgia, that'd be at the top of the list of things they were going to charge him with. They would look for everything, to your point, any kind of law that hasn't been, they haven't enforced in eons, they would be throwing at him at this point in time. But will this have an effect on his case because of what the Georgia DA has done?
Well, I was on TV not long ago with a former prosecutor who said that if she is removed for this, that presents a procedural problem for this particular indictment because only the officer who signed off on the indictment can continue it. It could get, there's the potential for it to get dismissed. Now, I don't know if they'd figure some other procedural way to keep it going, but there is a risk.
Just amazing. All of this is just amazing to me. And you're looking at, let's go back to the Democrat convention and Joe Biden. I think you and I were talking during the break. People have got all kinds of things flying around as to who's going to fill in, who's going to do what. Joe Biden, there's no way he can go another 4 years, number one. Number two is, does he get the nod as a whole from the Democrats at the convention?
I think he will because they just poured $100 million behind him, and it's mid-January. $100 million in October is different than $100 million in mid-January. It's also too late for Super Tuesday for people to get in. He gets the nomination, but that doesn't mean he's on the ballot because he could step down afterwards for health reasons, and the DNC could appoint someone else.
Really? So they can choose go back
well,
in.
Well, it's also true for Republicans.
Yeah.
If a presidential nominee is struck down by lightning, they have the ability within a certain amount of time to replace him on the ballot.
Yeah, that was a question that somebody asked me last week. I hadn't get around to it, but basically, if Trump somehow is indicted or not indicted, but actually found guilty, are any of the charges against him now keep him running for office?
No.
Okay.
You can run from office from a jail cell. I'm not saying that Trump belongs in a jail cell or he'll be in a jail cell.
No, I know, but I got it.
But he can remember, he's going to appeal all of these. And I don't think.
All right, we got to.
And maybe only one of them will occur before now in November.
All right, hold the thought. We got to go for a commercial break. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same
same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Let's just get back at it. I mean, I don't get him on that often, so when I get him on, I really got to hit him with some of these questions. Tom Del Vaccaro joins me, as he does from time to time here on the show. He's an author, speaker. You find him many times on Newsmax as you flick through the channels. And he's former chairman of the California Republican Party. And, you know, his new book comes out in July, but pick up the book he has out now, The Divided Era, How We Got Here, and the Keys to America's Reconciliation. And, Tom, again, thanks for being with me.
Always great to be on. I'll be on the 24th. I'll be on Newsmax, starting at 11, from 11 to 2. And then on the 24th, I'll be on early in the morning. Thanks for bringing it up.
Yeah. No, listen, we have got to support people we have got to support news outlets that tell the truth. I mean, seriously. Otherwise, we're going to be back in the same boat. Our people are not. They don't have resilience to misinformation. When they hear it enough, they start to believe some of it. As some of the conversations I told you I've been having over the last few days with people. One of them is, can Trump actually win in a general election? Many of them think he can take it in a primary, but he's not going to be able to pull off a general election.
Yeah, I free and fair election, I don't agree with that scenario. Oh. Now, look, the Democrats are going to bring out every tool in the book, every dishonest tool in the book. But keep in mind, the polls today basically say they are guesstimating the future turnout of Democrats. And already people believe that Biden's not going to win among Democrats. And that throughout history has had a big impact on whether people stay home or come out. So I think you're looking at a circumstance where the Democrats will not be highly motivated behind Biden. And as a result, I think you'll find that they will have a lower turnout. And that will be the different, that'll be one of the reasons why Trump can win.
Yeah, but I love your free and fair election. And, you know, look, Trump is up with, from the stories that I've been doing, Trump is up with young voters, which is really amazing. Trump is up with black voters. He's up with young black voters.
Reagan did great with young voters because he did great with young voters because there were no jobs for young voters. And because of that, they went for a candidate who promised them jobs, and then they got jobs. So what's very different about this election historically, as a historical matter, what's very different about this election is never in the television era, or really any era, have we had 2 years of economic vitality followed immediately by really bad economic reality. And so often what happens in politics is people forget how good it was under so-and-so and go back to the bad policies. Well, this is different. Now they saw how it was good. They see how bad it is with Biden. And they see how incredibly obstinate the Democrats are on things like a border. I mean, it's literal insanity. They're going to keep doing this.
Yep. Oh, they're suing Texas right now to get out of the way.
Yes.
Right?
And so people are not going to, that's not going to play well.
No.
It just isn't.
It's not even playing well in the Hispanic world, Tom.
Well, of course, no. The most Hispanic voters in this high 60s think there should be laws. With regard to immigration.
There's a novel idea. You want a law? Okay.
No. They think there should be laws with regard to immigration. And so I think it is very possible for Trump to win. If he runs a positive campaign, will the Democrats seek to do things to, quote, rig the election? Absolutely. That's been going on since the beginning of time. In my book, The Divided Era, I talk briefly about all of the post-Civil War voter fraud that was plaguing America, and I mean plaguing it.
Yep.
So that's not a new thing. There were elections after the Civil War where there were more people who voted in counties than were living in the counties. So think about that. That included kids.
Yep.
So that is a very normal thing.
Yep.
And for everyone listening out there who just says, well, there's nothing we can do, they're going to cheat, then you've given up the Republic.
Oh,
that's exactly what the Democrats want you to believe.
That's exactly what they want. Throw your hands up. Listen, somebody just asked me a question, almost having me rolling around the ground, but you may feel different about it. You think California can go red in this election?
No. I think, no, too many people have moved out of California for that to be a possibility. And so, which is really unfortunate. But California continues to bottom out. Between the border and homelessness and crime, the Democrats have really placed themselves in a bad position in the state.
But did they know that? Seriously.
And Newsom, yes. Well, look, Newsom's approval ratings are in the 40s. By the way, you haven't seen much of them, have you? For all those people who thought he did well in that debate with DeSantis, he hasn't been seen on the national stage since. If he had done well, you would have seen more of him.
All right, I'm just going to play the fun part of this and say, you know, whenever you get drug off a stage by your wife, there's a problem. You know what I'm saying? I mean...
No, actually, because that's never occurred before.
Okay.
You are so right. That's never occurred before. That was insanity.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't even know enough to know that he was getting his butt kicked. Probably thought he was doing fantastic, which shows you truly how demented he actually is and what he believes. The problems that we're having, even at the school district level because of the state budget, are horrendous and really hurting us terribly. And yet, he's going to give, what, 800,000 illegals health care? How does he justify that? How do people swallow that?
Hey, they were going to fine Americans if they didn't buy health care, and now they're giving it free to those here illegally. Just put that two concepts together. That is staggering.
Yep.
At least it is in my view.
Just amazing. Just amazing to me. Anyway. All right, Tom. So, yes, if we have a fair free election, we have Trump as the next president. I wonder who would be the next vice president.
No, I think he can win. That doesn't mean I'm saying he's going to win, because at the end of the day, politics is a game of addition, and he's got to up his unification game. He has to fight the establishment. Yes, he has to fight the DOJ. There's a lot to fight. Reagan fought a lot, too, and he created the Reagan Democrat because he fought for them. So it's doable. And there's a lot of work, as you and I said off air. It's so much work. But I'm not saying he's going to win, because he needs to get in the I can bring the country together through policies instead of us at each other's throat. He's got to do what Reagan did.
Yep, I totally agree. All right. We're up against it, so tell people where they can get more of your writings, your book coming out in July.
Elise Stefanik, Governor Noem, and Tim Scott are, in that order, are the vice presidential hopefuls.
Interesting.
The most clear-cut, logical vice presidential hopefuls.
Interesting.
TomDell.com, PoliticalVanguard.com, and the book coming July 30th is my life's work, The Lessons of the American Civilization.
You can't just end on that. Tim Scott didn't do very well, had to get out early. You think that's more for political reasons, or you really think he can make a difference as VP?
Trump likes him a lot. Tim Scott is a really good person. He's got great principles.
Yeah, that's
he's
true.
He's a comer.
Got a great story.
Yes, he's a comer.
Yep. All right, well, we'll see what happens, Tom. You threw me for a loop on that one, buddy. I got to tell you, anyhow.
Bring me back soon. Don't wait so long.
Oh, really? I'm going to read all your texts on the air when we go.
Do I need to call your wife to get back on your show?
I'm going to read all your texts.
What about that new morning show?
Over the last 2 months.
What about that new morning show?
Yeah, I'll get you on that one. That's an easy one. All right, Tom, God bless, man. Enjoy, and we'll have you on again soon. Bye. Joe, senior host, always a pleasure to have you with the guy. I mean, and the funny thing about Tom is we go back a ways, and I have locked horns with him over issues, and this is the way it's supposed to be, people, and we're still buddies. So anyway, Joe, senior host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Brad Dacus joins me, and I want to hit him with a lot of things that are happening right now in and around the country with legal issues. So we'll be back in a bit. You're listening to Joe Messina's show.